We're launching into hour number three, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. That, again, is freetalklive.com. All right, let's talk, was it unlicensed dentistry that you wanted to do this hour, Mark?
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, let's talk about that, because apparently there are some black market dentists out there.
God knows, we're all in danger.
Is this an American story or from across the pond?
Well, it fits into the Florida or Germany game.
I don't know what that game is.
Not aware that apparently all the weirdest stories in the world come out of Florida.
And or Germany.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I'm going to guess Florida.
Yeah, and you're right.
Okay.
Let's see. Reduce dental costs for average people, none of whom apparently complained about the quality of the work. What do you do in Florida? You get arrested. I'm sorry, I've got the wrong thing. West Palm Beach, Florida. The man was held Wednesday on charges that he performed dental work on customers without a license in his filthy garage, authorities said. Roger Bean, 60, was arrested. Was arrested Tuesday and held on $6,000 bond. At least it wasn't a high bond. Bean performed denture fittings and made false teeth in his garage, charging just $200 for a full set of dentures.
Is that a good deal?
A procedure that typically costs more than $2,000, authorities said.
Hey.
But he was not licensed to practice in Florida. Palm Beach County Sheriff's Detective Don Sampuno, or whatever, said there were health risks with operating this type of facility outside of your house, adding that the Bean's workplace was filthy. Neighbors and clients, however, praised Bean for saving them thousands of dollars. Ron St. Mary, 73, head of the Neighborhood Crime Watch, said Bean was no criminal. He's been helping old people who don't have but a few dollars, and I think the world of him. It was not immediately clear if Bean had an attorney. So,
was it clear as to whether the guy actually had dental experience in the past and just didn't have a license in Florida?
How else are you going to put together dentures if you haven't at least worked in the field?
Yeah, I wouldn't have the first clue where to start.
Maybe you could read a book, but you'd have to have some experience.
You had to have learned how to make dentures somewhere.
Right.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's all very strange. But
so, what's he facing? Charges? He was arrested. Right?
It did say he was arrested. It didn't say what he was facing.
Dentistry without a license?
Yeah, it's likely going to be a fine or something like that. But it said he was being held on $6,000 bond. I mean, that's jail.
Now, who are they really protecting here?
They're protecting the dentist. They're protecting their own licensure.
They're protecting their licensing scam, basically.
Mm-hmm.
The situation they've got set up where they demand that people pay them a fee in order to give them a piece of paper that says, okay, you can do this.
And whatever that fee is, I have no idea what the fees are to be a dentist, to be recognized as a dentist. But I would imagine
probably a few thousand bucks.
A few thousand. That's just the licensure. And they're also protecting the schools that give out dental licenses.
Mm-hmm.
God knows we couldn't have somebody who didn't go through one of these schools doing it. You know, these people were paying their $200. They apparently, at least some of them, were happy with what they were getting.
Was he actually installing these devices in his garage?
Well, it's not really installation. It's more of, they take measurements of your mouth. You know,
I see.
It's false teeth. We're not talking about implants or anything.
Oh, okay,
like that.
Okay. So there's no surgery necessary, then.
No,
he's
you make a mold of the person's
mouth. You give it to them and they put it in.
Yeah, and then they put it in. These are the things that fit in. So, you know, just silly licensure stuff. And
so if the customers felt uncomfortable with the working environment, say they went into this dirty, filthy garage and, you know, they felt uncomfortable, I'm pretty sure they could have just turned around and walked out, right?
I don't see what would have stopped them. I'm sure that that's how he got turned in, was somebody somehow was not happy with the service or something like that, or they ran their mouth, one of the two, and that's how the cops got wind of it.
Could have been a busybody neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't like what they saw across the street or whatever, I don't know.
Could have been.
Right, or one of the people that had, ran their mouths, one of the customers accidentally told a busybody neighbor over coffee or something like that. And
I was going to say, what about some sort of a dentist, somebody who makes dentures, who didn't like what this guy was doing?
Well, one of the competition, sure. You definitely want to put someone like that out of business. I mean,
it's easy.
Right, you're charging $2,000. This guy's charging a tenth of what you're charging. I really thought this was an interesting article because normally when you hear stories about black market sort of shade tree dealers like this getting busted, nobody really takes their side. No one really wants to come forward and stand up for these guys.
Right. You know, I mean, what's the big deal? I don't know. I mean, I just don't understand why they do it.
800-259-9231. Well, you do understand why. It's to protect the system.
Protectionism.
Protect the people who've
paid.
But
how can they justify it to themselves, I guess?
Well, it's the law. You know how the cops do. If it's the law, it's their job to enforce it. It doesn't matter what the law says, they'll enforce it. We've heard this attitude before.
It's true.
It doesn't matter how many heads they have to crack in order to enforce the law, they'll do whatever it takes. And so this is just yet another example. Look, I'm all right with the idea of certification. I mean, if someone wants to go through a process and get approved by the American Dental Association, I think it's the ADA, then great. But if you want to go and make dentures in your backyard or in your shed or whatever and then sell them to people who voluntarily are choosing to buy them, what's the issue? If I want to go and have some shade tree mechanic put a new oil filter in my car, what's the issue there? I came from down in Sarasota. The guy that did my oil changes was a shade tree mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a point at which there were cops down the street, undercover, watching this guy.
Are you kidding me?
Is
no,
really
for changing people's oil.
Well, I mean, he was doing other things like changing tires.
So what?
Right.
Well, what about people who change their own oil? Why is that okay, but paying somebody to change my oil not okay?
Because money is changing hands, Julia. And whenever money changes hands, government gets jealous because government's not getting a piece of the pie when a shade tree mechanic does their business. When a so-called legit mechanic or a legit dentist is doing business, they've paid into the system,
right.
They're collecting taxes, they're a part of this sort of big Leviathan government that we have.
The graft and corruption that goes on.
And the people that operate outside of that are a direct threat. These are essentially agorists. They don't realize that what they're doing is agorism, but they're working in the black or the gray market to provide people with products or services that are in demand, whether it be mechanic work, whether it be drugs, whether it be dentistry. There are people out there doing these things, and government hates it because they aren't in control. They don't have their grip around those people. Around those people that want to do business without asking permission. That want to do business, want to keep their costs as low as possible so they can maybe operate a business from their home where they don't have to go and open up a storefront and pay thousands and thousands of dollars. Where if you've got... He had like one of those car jack things. It wasn't just a hand jack. He actually had a jack that he could lift up cars with in his garage.
Yeah, well, you know, he bought the piece of equipment. So right. Big deal, right?
Right.
I can't even imagine what the process to get registered to be a dentist in the state of Florida would be like. I used to work for a family-owned restaurant, and the process for the restaurant to open was thousands and thousands of dollars and all kinds of fees and forms and stuff. Dentistry? Who knows what that's like?
And, you know, you want to run a restaurant out of your house or you want to sell food out of your kitchen? You're in violation.
You can do that here in New Hampshire. Can you? I don't know.
I don't know. Health department's going to want to have a permit for that.
Is it just if you have a house and you can get registered? Because I've seen
there are definitely people that are using houses to do businesses in, but I think those houses have been rezoned as commercial.
Yeah.
Well, and it's sort of here in some places, and especially in the Northeast and New England, they sort of have a long tradition of doing business out of your house here.
Right.
So it's more lenient.
True. I mean, can't you live upstairs and have your restaurant downstairs?
Yes, you can. But you have to ask permission. You have to have your little forms filled out. And you have to have your T's crossed and your I's dotted. And you've got to pay the bribes.
The richer the community, the more they crack down on this zoning
stuff. The more restricted. Yeah, absolutely. And so people should be free to do business on their own. Consumers should be free to make these choices. If I want to choose to buy dentures from a guy who banged them out in his dirty old garage, I should be free to make that decision. Maybe I'll pay for it in the long run because it won't fit correctly or something like that. But you know what? That's the risk that I chose to take. When I chose to get an oil change from a shade tree mechanic, I knew there really wasn't a warranty to go along with it.
Right.
But that's the price I paid by paying a fraction of the price of what another oil change might have cost. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-552-1428.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-552-1428. That's 1-800-552-1428.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features on the site are completely free. And that does include the bulletin board system, the archives, the wiki. By the way, archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience. Totally free. at freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. In fact, I don't know if I accidentally mentioned the old phone sponsor, but SACL is now on board as our phone sponsor. So the SACL CII toll-free line, 800-259-9231. We are going to go to an article from John Stossel, actually, ABC News, getting to finally chime in on the Sung-hui Cho situation, Virginia Tech shooting from last week. Stossel says, this past Tuesday, the governor of Virginia announced he would close the loophole that allowed Sung-hui Cho to buy the guns that he used to kill 32 people and himself on the Virginia Tech campus. Okay, it's a good idea to keep guns out of the hands of people who are mentally unstable. But be careful about how far the calls for gun control go, because the idea that gun control laws lower gun crime is a myth. After the 1997 shooting of 16 kids in Dunblane, England, the United Kingdom passed one of the strictest gun control laws in all of the world, banning its citizens from owning almost all types of handguns. Britain seemed to get safer by the minute, as 162,000 newly illegal firearms were forked over to British officials by law-abiding citizens. But this didn't decrease the amount of gun-related crime in the United Kingdom. In fact, gun-related crime has nearly doubled in the UK since the ban was enacted. Might stricter gun control laws actually result in more gun crime? It seems counterintuitive, but makes sense if we consider one fact. Criminals don't obey the law.
Right.
I mean, after all, they're criminals for a reason, right?
Sure. And they intend to commit crimes with these guns. Why would they go out and buy them registered? Unless in the case of Sung-hui, whatever his name is,
mm-hmm.
He intended to die.
Yeah.
And he's a real anomaly.
So, criminals don't obey the law. Strict gun laws like the ban in Britain probably only affect the actions of people who wouldn't commit crimes in the first place. England's ban didn't magically cause all British handguns to disappear. Officials estimate that more than 250,000 illegal weapons are still in circulation in the country. Without the fear of retaliation from victims who might be packing heat, criminals in possession of these weapons now have a much easier job. And the incidence of gun-related crime has risen. As the saying goes, if guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. It's true that if gun control laws had been stricter in Virginia, Sung-hui Cho would have had a more difficult time getting a hold of the weapons he used to gun down innocent teachers and students. But it's foolish to assume that stricter gun laws will prevent maniacs like Cho from committing heinous crimes. A deranged criminal will find his way to get his hands on a gun, or a bomb. The sad truth is that if gun laws had been less strict in Virginia, there's a possibility that the tragedy at Virginia Tech could have claimed fewer lives. In January of 2006, a bill was proposed in the Virginia State Assembly that would have forced Virginia Tech to change its current policy and allow students and the faculty members to legally carry weapons on campus. Teenage college students carrying guns make me nervous, but shouldn't adults be able to decide if they want to arm themselves, just in case? And while they may be teenagers, they are technically adults. We let them drive, they're allowed to do all sorts of things, smoke cigarettes, have sex. Shouldn't they be able to defend themselves?
They should.
When the bill was defeated, a Virginia Tech spokesperson cheered the action, saying, "This will help parents, students, faculty, and visitors feel safe on our campus." However, one gun rights advocate lamented the bill's failure with chilling accuracy. Quote, "You never know when evil will pop up." Back in 2002, evil arrived at Virginia's Appalachian School of Law. A disgruntled student opened fire on the school's campus, killing three and wounding more. But the law school also prohibited guns on campus. However, fortunately, two students happened to have firearms in their cars. When the pair heard gunshots, they retrieved their weapons and trained them on the killer, helping restrain him until authorities arrived. There's no way, and I'm interested to know if they were brought up on charges for that, by the way.
There's usually when there's a heroic action like that, it those things are sort of forgotten.
You'd be surprised.
It depends what state you're in, I think.
It does.
Yeah.
I imagine New York, they would have gotten charged.
Zero tolerance. There's no way to know whether Sung Hui Cho's murderous rampage could have been stopped in a similar way, but what's certain is that strict gun control laws do not always have the effect that legislators intend. More guns in the right hands can stop crime, and fewer guns in the wrong hands can make for more crime. Gun control is not crime control. And I say right on to John Stossel for that one, because he's got it.
Yep.
No doubt about it. And there are some sort of related stories to the Virginia Tech situation and the guns as well. In fact, I believe, Julia, you've got some details on a student who was recently arrested based on not the fact that he had a gun on campus, but I guess he wrote something that scared his teacher?
Police Thursday released portions of an essay used to charge Cary Grove High School student with disorderly conduct, leaving several experts puzzled at an arrest based on such schoolwork. Asked to write about whatever he wanted in a creative writing class, would-be Marine and honor student Alan Lee, age 18, described a violent dream in which he shot people and then had sex with the dead bodies.
Whoa!
Yeah.
But then he immediately dismissed the idea as a mere joke, writing, "Not really, but if I did, it would be funny."
Yeah, I don't know if necrophilia is very funny.
Right.
I don't know if that's...
Well, you know what I find is interesting, and we were talking about this earlier, how people that, there are some people that go into the army, go into police work that are kind of sick and really like this sort of thing. He's a future Marine, so
right.
I thought that was kind of funny, that the future...
How revealing.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would make that kind of blanket statement. I mean, clearly the guy's sadistic gross, and that's just about it.
She pointed out that not everyone is.
No, I didn't say everyone. I said some. So.
Certainly, there are some that, in the military that have gotten joy from killing people.
If you're a sicko and you like to kill people, the Army, the Marines, that's the place for you.
Get paid for it.
A second disorderly conduct count accuses Lee of alarming first-year teacher Nora Capron by writing that, as a teacher, don't be surprised on inspiring the first CG shooting.
Oh, wow.
CG? What is that?
That is the initials of the high school.
I see.
An apparent reference to Cary Grove High. Lee said Thursday he was completely shocked to be arrested Tuesday for his essay, especially because written instructions told the kids not to censor what they wrote.
Hmm.
In creative writing, you're told to exaggerate, said Lee. It was supposed to be just junk. There definitely is violent content, but they're taking it out of context and making it something that it isn't. I have no intention of harming anybody, said Lee, who has been transferred to an alternative school setting. I miss school. Mm-hmm. Lee's, that bugs me. When I was 16, I was expelled from my high school, and they wanted to transfer me to an alternative school, and it's basically where you get put with a bunch of...
The bad kids.
Yeah, the bad kids.
Right.
And how can that be a positive learning environment at all?
I can't imagine it would be. We had someone call in about it, and pointing out that they were doing coke deals in class, and... snorting coke and getting drunk at the alternative high school.
They do that at public school, too.
Oh, okay. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Your thoughts on gun control and freedom of speech, because that's what this issue is all about. It's Free Talk Live.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage. from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up what you want toll free at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
That is the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean? By heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. Breaking news, according to ABC News, actually, we've given you the story about the D.C. madam. Remember her? She was arrested. I guess she's being brought up on charges. I don't know if she's actually been arrested, but she's being brought up on prostitution charges and money laundering charges. For running an escort service, or what they're alleging is a prostitution service in Washington, D.C. And as of now, the first politician has been outed.
Oh, good.
Now, hopefully the first of many. I think we're going to see more than just this one guy. This may just be the tip of the proverbial iceberg in this case. ABC News reporting, Brian Ross, Deputy Secretary of State Randall L. Tobias submitted his resignation on Friday, one day after confirming to ABC News that he'd been a customer of a Washington, D.C. escort service whose owner has been charged by federal prosecutors with running a prostitution operation. Tobias, who is 65, the director of U.S. Foreign Assistance and administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development, has previously served as the ambassador for the President's Emergency Fund for AIDS Relief. State Department press release late Friday afternoon only said he was leaving for personal reasons. On Thursday, however, Tobias told ABC News that he had several times called Pamela Martin and Associates Escort Service to, quote, have gals come over to the condo to give me a massage.
What's wrong with getting a massage at the condo?
I don't know. You'd think if there was something wrong with that, then he wouldn't have resigned, right? I mean, if it's okay to get massages and it seems to be all right with, I mean, I'm okay with him having sex with these girls.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't bother me, but I guess some people look down on that sort of thing. Tobias, who's married, said there had been no sex and that recently he had been using another service with Central Americans to provide massages. Tobias's private cell phone number was among thousands of numbers listed in the telephone records provided to ABC News by Jean Palfrey, the woman dubbed the DC Madam, who is facing federal charges. In an interview to be broadcast on 2020 next Friday, Palfrey says she intends to call Tobias and a number of her other prominent DC clients to testify at her trial. She says, quote, I'm sure as heck not going to be going to federal prison for one day, let alone 4 to 8 years, because I'm shy about bringing in the deputy secretary of whatever, Palfrey told ABC News. Palfrey maintained she ran a sexual fantasy business that was legal, and that if any of the women who were working for her had sex, they did so in violation of her rules and without her knowledge. She says there are a number of other prominent Washington, D.C. men who will be on her witness list. She says, quote, I'll bring every last one of them in, if necessary. Do you think the prosecutors are going to throw out the case eventually? I mean, if they know that more political damage is going to be done, and it should be pretty obvious at this point that anybody who has patronized Pamela Martin and Associates in the past could very well be outed. Do you think that there'll be enough political pressure put on these prosecutors to just make this go away?
I can't imagine.
You can't imagine?
I can't imagine that that she's not going to have these charges dropped. It's just all amazing to me.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a madam of high-priced call girls in Washington, D.C.
with a black book.
There's going to be problems.
And ABC News now has the numbers from that book, because she originally wanted to sell the numbers, remember? When they first brought her up on charges, she immediately started shopping the numbers around. And what happened after that was the prosecutors asked the judge to put a gag order on her to essentially say, no, no, you can't sell those numbers. If you sell the numbers, we're just going to take your money. So if you try to sell the numbers, we're just going to take your money. So what she did was she just said, okay, here, we'll just give them to ABC News. And so now they've got the numbers. Who's next? 800-259-9231.
I can't wait to see.
That sure is exciting, isn't it? I love it when these scumbags get outed. Now, I don't think they're scumbags for calling a prostitution service, which she claims it's not, but whatever. I mean, in fact, she has an agreement, apparently, that she makes all of her girls sign that say that, you know, this, I am not, you are not to be doing prostitution while you're working for this company. And so it sounds like this woman's pretty good at what she does. Like, she's covered her butt pretty effectively with all the legal agreements and all of that. So I don't know. I don't think she's touchable on this. But I'm calling them scumbags because they're politicians, not because they're going to prostitutes. I mean, guys want to have sex and women want to have sex, so what's wrong with them getting together and trading money for it? Really? I really would like to know. I mean, if someone's out there that thinks that prostitution should be illegal, as it is, if someone's out there who wants to defend the status quo, I would really like to hear from you. Toll free at 1-800-259-9231. It's very hard to find people to defend the status quo in this case.
Right, because the status quo is status, and there's nothing you have to do to defend it. It's the way it is. You'll obey it, or you'll go to jail. But I don't see any reason that two consenting adults shouldn't be able to figure out what they want to do. And by consenting, I mean one consents to give money and one consents to receive it and whatever. It's an arrangement. What's the big deal?
That's my question. And I guess some people have a moral objection to it.
In which case, they shouldn't hire a prostitute.
But I think their moral objection is more along the line of, people shouldn't have sex before marriage. I mean, isn't that really it?
Well, if that's the case, then why isn't there a law against that?
Well,
I'm sure they'd like
been,
to see it.
But they can. It's just not going to happen. I mean, it's just beyond that. That's where it's sort of the bottom of that moral objection.
So the prostitutes still get caught in the laws because there just aren't enough of them to effectively lobby against it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no prostitution lobby in
Washington.
They're
the weakest of the citizenry.
Right. That makes sense.
And like the war on drugs, I guess you could call it the war on prostitutes, whatever.
There is. I mean, it's true.
prostitutes, it's an ugly business because it's illegal. So if people don't really understand, like a lot of people think drugs are bad because bad things happen because of the war on drugs. They don't understand why it happens and that these things wouldn't happen if prostitution was illegal. So it gets painted with a really ugly brush.
That's a good point. People don't realize that the industry could be much more respectable than it is today.
And again, not just that, but safer. I mean, they could be tested on a regular basis.
Like they are in Nevada, I'd like to add.
Exactly right. The girls in Nevada, they are tested on a regular basis. In fact, you could vet them if you wanted to, if you were really concerned about it. And the reason why that happens is because of competition. One particular brothel will want to advertise that it's got the safest girls. I mean, how much of a... That's like saying that you've got the safest car. It's like we're the 5-star rating of brothels,
well,
you know?
Yeah. And even better than saying you've got the safest car.
And
yeah.
If you've ever seen these brothels, they are really nice looking.
No, some
have
are,
you
some
seen
are.
One on the inside?
I've never seen one personally, but I've seen video footage and pictures of the brothels and the ladies. They're, you know what I mean? They're not sleazy looking at all. They're not ladies either. It's a very luxurious looking place, sort of like a fancy hotel looking inside.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Very plush. And you know, the prices, I don't know what the prices are like out in Nevada.
They're probably high, but it's the only state that allows
it.
So they have essentially cornered the market on legal prostitution.
All the girls that want to get into that business, they
move
go
to
there.
Nevada.
And so they really, the people that are running the businesses have quite the choice as far as the ladies that they hire. I don't know why are they not ladies, Mark? Why do you say that about them?
I think that lady indicates a certain level of comportment in one's life. And if you sell sexual favors, you aren't achieving that level of comportment.
By your definition.
I would say that it was by and large the definition.
So people should be free to sell sexual favors.
I would agree.
And people should be free to buy them. And if you don't like it, if it upsets you, the idea that someone be out there doing these things, well, then your only choice should be to ostracize those that that you find out are patronizing these businesses. If your friend or next-door neighbor is known for going out and hiring the services of prostitutes, then have a chat with him and tell him that you don't appreciate what he's doing and you don't want your kids playing with his kids anymore.
Mm.
But beyond that, that should be about it. Because it should be his business, because it's his body and it's her body, and they should be free to contract to have the two interact with one another. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Moments remain, but just enough time for your call. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus Water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular or degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Your show. You take control. Bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 on that toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where all the features are completely free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff over at Amazon. You know them. They're the world's largest internet retailer with 40 categories of products for you to shop in. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and when you enter through that link, anything that you purchase, a percentage of your purchase, will go to Free Talk Live. Now, when you check out, you won't see a little line on the invoice that says, here's your percentage going to Free Talk Live. You won't see that, but you just have to trust us. It's coming our way. If you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. So just get in that habit. I mean, you go there anyway, you're going to buy these items for your life, whether it be a book, whether it be an office product, whether it be sporting goods, grocery. I mean, they've got so many different categories. You're going to buy these things anyway. You might as well buy them through amazon.freetalklive.com. So we get a percentage instead of Amazon keeping all the profits. amazon.freetalklive.com. So, since we talked about the prostitution situation and how people should be free to be a prostitute or to patronize prostitutes because, well, if you're in a free country, that should just be something that people should be free to do. Beyond that, it would help them stay safer. The STD instance would be testable. You'd be able to keep them safe from those. Also, they'd be safe from violence, which is associated quite frequently with streetwalking prostitutes. Mm-hmm. In fact, with legal prostitution, streetwalkers would all but not exist.
Right. Why would somebody want to meet a streetwalker?
When you could get a clean girl at a brothel, which is a public business.
Right. And that way they don't end up coming back to your house or whatever. You know, who would want that?
So it's all about personal freedom. And another personal freedom issue that we've dealt with several times on this show is smoking. Smoking bans, specifically.
Yeah, there's lots of them out there.
There are more and more popping up all over the place. It's really become sort of a hot thing to do within the last 7 years
or
so.
It started with restaurants, too, like restaurants and bars, and then it sort of went, I guess it started a long time ago with airplanes, right? Is
sure,
that a law?
Yeah, I guess so. Yes, it is a law. It's an FAA regulation, I believe.
So it started with airplanes and that sort of thing, and it went on to restaurants, has been really big. But I've started to see, there was that city in California that banned in the entire city with the exception of single-family homes. And I recently saw something about all outdoor public areas, mm-hmm. like baseball fields and parks and things like that. So it's just getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, it's absolutely going insane. They're also banning them, banning people from smoking in some places, in some states rather, from inside of cars. Like, it's your car.
And they use the excuse of children.
The children.
Right.
Of course. And so here's a quick update from the FortWayne.com, the Sentinel, New Sentinel. With the smoking ordinance passed, the second half of the campaign to make the city smoke-free begins focusing on education and enforcement. Thursday, the Fort Wayne Fire Department and City Councilman John Crawford and Don Schmidt unveiled a brochure that gives a basic summary of the law that bans smoking in all enclosed public places, including bars, bowling alleys, and even private clubs. In many instances, you'll see private clubs exempted. You'll see bars, some bars exempted based on certain criteria. But smoking clubs, for instance, a good example where the business exists to allow people to come in and smoke. They're banning that now. And the ordinance goes into effect in a couple months. The brochure is the fire department's primary tool to educate business and community leaders on the law and its penalties. The fire department captain said the 9 members of the Fire Code Enforcement Division will be responsible for enforcing the law and will be the ones educating businesses during their normal inspections. He expects more than 400 businesses will be visited within the next few weeks, similar to the education sweep that occurred after the previous smoking law was passed in 1998. When members of the unit begin their inspections, they'll give each business a copy of the brochure and answer any questions. The law, by the way, is primarily complaint-driven. Business patrons or owners wishing to report smokers may call a snitch line, which I'm not going to give out. Businesses may be in violation if they don't have their doors labeled with non-smoking signage, have smoking paraphernalia such as ashtrays, or rather on tables, or allow smoking to occur. Fines will amount to $2,500 per day per offense.
Wow.
That's a lot higher than anything I've seen so far. Because normally they start at $250,
yeah,
and then it goes to $500, and then it goes up from there with each following offense. In this case, right off the bat, $2,500.
Mm.
And the patron gets fined, too. Their fine is anywhere from $25 to $250. So in some places, we've seen where smoking bans will only affect the business owner. So, for instance, if there's a smoking ban and I'm a cigarette smoker and I walk into a bar, light up a cigarette, the business owner is going to run over and say, "I'm sorry, Ian, you can't smoke in here. You're going to need to go outside." Now, if there had been a bureaucrat in the bar at that time and they had spotted me lighting up that cigarette, they would have immediately written up a fine for the bar owner,
right,
and handed it to him.
Right.
So essentially making the bar owners the enforcers of the law.
Right. They sort of enslave them. They conscript them into their army of anti-smoking Nazis.
Right. And so that's the way a lot of them have operated. But now they've realized they can fine anybody. I mean, they're the government, right? They can levy a fine against whoever they want to. So in this case, they're going to start doing it against both the business and the individual involved. And it's getting worse. More and more of these laws are being passed around the country, and the real shocker is that smokers themselves are just sitting back and taking it. You'd think the smokers would be the ones that would be rallying to the front of this issue, that they would be there and, you know, testifying in front of subcommittees at the government houses in the state capitals. But no,
well,
they're not.
Many of them have been cowed by their family and friends. You know, smoking's bad, you're terrible, all that stuff. So they feel bad for smoking, which I'm not saying that it's bad for you. Clearly, smoking's mm-hmm. bad for your health. Inhaling the smoke of anything into your lungs is not going to be good for you. But specifically, cigarette smoke is worse. So they feel bad and they want to quit, sort of. So they think to themselves, "Well, this will help me. You know, I won't be able to smoke here. I won't be able to smoke there." Of course, you know, when the time comes and you've got to get on a plane for 6 hours going across the nation, you're going to be freaking out when you can't get your cigarette. By the way, but
oh yeah, and they do freak out, the nicotine mm-hmm. addicts.
Sure. They're,
so
they're
do, you just,
yep.
do you think they're just? Do you think they're just? They don't want to be seen as the guy that stands up for smoking,
right?
Is that
Which
what
is
it
why? I like to stand up for smoking because I don't smoke, so.
Yeah, well, I stand up for them, too. Man, I'll tell you, I don't like the way it smells. I don't appreciate having smoke blown in my face.
The last thing I wanted is when I'm eating, but I would never imagine for a second creating a law that didn't allow people to, you know, in their own restaurants, allow smoking.
To decide.
It's their restaurant.
Right.
They should decide.
No, it's not.
Yeah, apparently it's not.
Correct. It's the government's restaurant.
Yeah, apparently it belongs to the government.
Well, I mean, look at all the evidence. I mean, first of all, the government can set whatever rules they want to for the restaurant that's supposedly yours. They can demand the extractions of money for you for selling alcohol. They can demand an extraction of money for you for just operating a business, for a health code permit. They can demand that you pay taxes on certain things that you sell, alcohol. I guess there are special taxes on alcohol in many places. And then if they're smoking, they can ban that, and they can just set all the rules for your business.
Do you remember that socialist Robert? We read his essay on the air. He was the crazy plan. Well, I remember one time having a conversation about smoking bans with him, and he not only wanted smoking banned inside restaurants and things, he thought that it was just absolutely awful and a violation of his rights. For people to be smoking outside of a business. So
he shouldn't have to see people smoking.
Yes, exactly. He thought it was absolutely disgusting that to get into the mall, he had to walk through a flock of smokers.
Amazing. And so he wanted to ban that,
yes,
too.
That was a result of their silly laws, you know?
Well, he has a right to clean air.
Apparently.
Smoke-free air.
Well,
he should ban forest fires while he's at it.
Apparently. He's not on his own property. He doesn't have a right to clean
air. No, he doesn't have property.
He doesn't believe in property. He's a socialist.
I can see it.
Right. Property is theft, according to them, which just is nutso. But again, here we are with more evidence that when you think you own your property, it turns out you don't really. Especially, I mean, even as far as if you've actually purchased the land that you're running your business on, one could make the argument that, well, if you're just leasing the space, then really it's the guy that's holding the lease, he's the property owner. But if you own that property, you still don't really own it, because they can take it away from you at a moment's notice. Don't pay the property taxes? What do you think's going to happen? If you don't pay your smoking violation fines, what do you think's going to happen? They're going to yank your license, and if you keep operating,
mm-hmm,
they're going to put you in a jail cell.
Like, right? The denture guy.
Yeah, exactly like the denture guy. It's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
So much for freedom in America, huh? So unfortunately, it's been dead for a long time. And we're doing our best to bring it back. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, at freetalklive.com. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.